Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Moed Katan Daf Gimel, and we are in Perek Mashkin. Maybe it's called Maseches Mashkin according to some Rishonim. We're in Perek Mashkin, and we are discussing the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that quoted in our Mishnah that says one is not allowed to make a new irrigation canal in Amma, which is usually an Amma deep and Amma wide. One can't build that on Chol HaMoed or during Shemitah. So the Chol HaMoed, you understand, Tircha Yisera. We mentioned that even if somebody has a Davar HaAvid discussion case, but the Tircha Yisera is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. We're supposed to be enjoying ourselves on Chol HaMoed. There's Simchas Yantif on Chol HaMoed, so you can have Tircha Yisera. So the from mitzvah the Chol HaMoed line, we understand. But what about mitzvah the Shemitah line? It says the Rabbi Elazar doesn't allow you to do this during Chol HaMoed or during Shemitah. So what's the issue of Shemitah? So we're going to relate this. The Gemara yesterday related this to Amach Ashita Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Maseches Shviyos. Maseches Shviyos, where we know one is not allowed to work the land during Shemitah, Shemitah's Karka, and we discussed a little bit whether Shemitah's Karka is on the Gavra or on the Karka. So there we have a machlokas in Shviyos Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. What is the halacha if somebody wants to just put fertilizer outside in the field, right? You're not fertilizing the field, but you just want to store it. You don't want to store it in your home. You're allowed to put it out somewhere in the field. So we saw that as a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanakhama says you need to you can put it out, and you can put it out little by little. You're really supposed to make big piles so people don't think that you are involved in fertilizing the field, but if you don't have enough, you have a davar muatz, then you can just put it out little by little. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you have to either dig down three tachim, or dig up, or pile up three tachim, or put it on a rock. Put it on a rock so people know. Fine, that was the machlokas. So we had 2 days yesterday about that machlokas. What exactly is the case of machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah there in Shemitah? We're going to relate it back to our Mishnah here in Moed Katan. But what is that machlokas about? Is it a machlokas only about starting a new pile of fertilizer out in the field, but to add on to an existing pile, everybody would say that's okay? Or everybody would agree that to start a new pile would be a problem, would be usher. And the machlokas is about adding on. Machlokas about adding on. And the problem would be, what do you mean adding on, right? That's already there. The answer probably would be Marasayan. Probably that people don't see the bottom layer, and it would still be a problem of just adding on to a Zevel pile, right? That was the second day that we had. Tanakhama didn't think that would be a problem Marasayan because the name of the type of kalim that it would be using would be recognizable that he's not fertilizing the field, but the Elazar ben Azariah didn't think that would be an issue. Okay, so that was the 2 days that we had in the Gemara to explain the machlokas there in Maseches Shviyos. So now, relating to that, we say, okay, maybe those 2 days are parallel to the 2 days that we have relating to the issue of building an Amma Bitchila during Shviyos. So that's what the Gemara says now. We're going to relate these two discussions together. We had this back in Maseches Shviyos. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun Amar. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun says, the top now of Gimel Mar Aleph, Elaine Shmuasa Dehacha. This Shmua over here, this is a conversation that has been transplanted from Shviyos. So Hacha means Shviyos, and Hasa means here, by Moed Katan. So Elaine Shmuasa Dehacha, the discussion of Shviyos, add in a phrase, the Gray adds in a phrase, Ki Elaine Shmuasa Dehasa, is parallel to the discussion over there, meaning over here by Moed Katan. What do you mean? Ditanina, because in our Mishnah, Taman. Tanina, Taman, we learned over there, which is here. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Enos, and Nisa'ama, B'tchila, B'moed, B'shvius. A person is not allowed to make this new aqueduct, this new irrigation canal in his field during Chol HaMoed or during Shemitah. And I understand during Chol HaMoed because it's Tircha Yisera. What about during Shemitah? So Gemara has 2 days. Amma Rebbe Zira. We switched the word from Rebbe Yirmit to Rebbe Zira. Mepnei, number one, Rebbe Shu, Machshir et Stadeha Lizria. Because by building the aqueduct, by building the irrigation canal, that itself is not the problem. It's not the problem is digging this hole. The issue is when you take out the dirt from that hole, you put it on the side, right? You take the dirt out of the ditch, you put it on the side, and now that's nice, soft earth to plant, to put seeds in. So you're being machshir that area in order to plant.
Right, so that's number one, says the Karban Eda. Kisha chofer ha'ama, umeiniach ha'afar al svas ha'ama, when you put it on the edge, ovid la'ara rechicha, you're making beautiful soft earth. Farayu royal Israel. It's right there, and creating land that's ro'il Izria would be us, or during Shemitah, not only work, this consider working the land. That's kuzhuad avodis akarka. So that is daya number one. Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya, let's do the second daya. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Bun, Barchiya, Bashem Rabbi Ba, Bar Mamo, Vabre Maras Ayin. Right? He says, no, Maras Ayin, that's the issue. The issue isn't, making it royal Israel, but people are going to see that, oh, you're working the land. Remember, Maris Ayin is, we don't have rights to act in a way that, makes things look bad, right? We have an achrayus to guard our reputation in halacha. Right? So we can't make it difficult to be Don Lakav Schus. It's the other person's responsibility to be Don Lakav Schus. Maybe that's included even in the mitzvah d'araisa of Bitzedek Tishpara Misecha, right? Some Rishonim include it in that mitzvah. In righteousness, you should judge your friend. But mitzidi, I'm not allowed to behave in a way that makes it hard to be Bitzedek Tishpara Misecha. So Maris Ayin, one of the Achronim points out, it's Maris Ayin, Maris Einayim. Because if you look with two eyes very closely, you'd realize that it's not an issue. But if you only look with one eye, but that's what people do, that's what we do, Maris Ayin. Okay, so 2 days. Why can't you dig this hole during Shemitah, right? Dig the Amah B'tchila, either because you're being Machshir L'Zriya, or because of Maris Ayin. So the Gemara says, those 2 days are parallel to the 2 days, about the Machlokas, the Mozbar Azayah and the Chachamim in Shvius. Havibah and Meimar. Manda Amar Taman, the one who says over there, which means here, the one who says over here that you're not allowed to build the irrigation dish. We play Maris Ayin, Fakal Maris Ayin. So too by the Zevel case. It's like the second deal we had in yesterday's daf. The reason that Blas Ben Azariah would not even allow you to add to a Zevel pile during Shemitah is because of Maris Ayin. So those two parallel. Manda Amar Taman, Rebbe Shu Machra says, so that is Rian, according to the one who says, to explain our Mishnah, that the issue is being machshir, and you are doing the first stage of avodas hakarka, right? You're creating nice, beautiful, soft earth to put seeds in. The kol mai is lecha, so what is that left to say? If the issue is not Maris Ayin in our Mishnah, so Soto is probably not Maris Ayin in that Mishnah. So if it's not Maris Ayin in that Mishnah, so what would be the other issue? Less lecha, elakada. The only thing you have is the following. Shem, like we said on the daf yesterday, you put out a little bit, maybe you won't find. Right, you'll run out. You won't be able to make a big pile. Finimsim is avolas oso amakam, and it comes out that that's you're fertilizing. If you only put out a little bit, you didn't put out a big amount, so it comes out that you actually fertilize that ground, and therefore it would be a problem. Lamai nafkamina, the Gemara Bavli also talks about this. What there is between these two reasons, right, in terms of our case of Shemitah, lamai nafkamina, whether the reason is marasayin or the reason is you're being machshir the sides of the ama for Zeria. Manafik mi beinehon chafar lasos ama shel binyan. What if you're building a building? You're digging to build a building. You're not digging to build an ama. So haviboy meimar. So we thought to say, and this is what we do say. Manda amar tamam bnei maris ayin bekom bnei maris ayin. Maris ayin, you have the same issue. People see you digging, so they're not going to know why you're digging. So it's a maris ayin issue. But according to the opinion that says, the issue is because you're softening the earth in order to be Zoreya, Hare Eino Machshir, Sadel Azriya. This is not. Why isn't this not? So some of Farshim here on the page say, because when you're doing it to a building, you're throwing the dirt away right away. When you take it out of the ground, you're not putting it on the sides, which would then, be Machshir. Right? No, you're carting it away. So maybe that's why. Or, if you're building, it's not machshir because the building is not going to let you, whatever. It's not going to be appropriate to be zoreya in the spot. That's the Pnei Moshe. Eino royal is roasham, right? You can't be zoreya right next to a building, and therefore it's not considered machshir mayim lizria. There is a discussion in the Rishonim about shvius psikresha. Meaning we know psikresha is a principle in many areas of halacha, right? Classically in Hilchos Shabbos, we have, even though Darvishen and Miskavein is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, We pass like Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shimon is having his mutter, but it says numerous times in Masechah Shabbos, Moder Rabbi Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamus. Rabbi Shimon would agree that if it's not a Davar Shimon miskaven, that it might or might not happen, but it's psik reisha, it's vaday gonna happen. So then we say Rabbi Shimon is moder, that it's an issa daraisa. Moder Rabbi Shimon b'psik reisha, right? You chop off the head of the chicken, it's for sure gonna die. So that's Rabbi Shimon. So does that apply outside of Hilchos Shabbos? The answer is yes. Right, the Mishnah in Maseches Nazir discusses how a Nazir cannot brush his hair in the normal way because the hair vaday will come out, and that's a psikresha of the Isser of a Nazir of combing his hair because the hair will come out. And there's a sugya Maseches Yuma about Mitzaref on Yom Kippur, but there are some areas of halacha where it's not so clear. There's a major discussion, and the Rishonim is the psikresha by Shvius. Because what's going on here? According to the first day, you're being machshir the ground lizria, but that's not your kavana. Your kavana is just to make the da'ama. So do we say, oh, what's psikresha? Even if you don't have kavana. Even if you have kavana, if act A will vaday cause act B, even without kavana for B, so then it's usur, right? Digging a ditch, taking out the dirt, will vaday cause result B of having the dirt nice and soft next to the ama? That's usur. That's 2 days in Tosis. Tosas here on our sugya, the Dalad of a base here in Moed Katan. Right, the Gemara says, Machshir agafeha lezria. That's the language of the Gemara there, that you are being machshir the sides. So Tosas has 2 days. V'nireis harisha mamish. Shesvurin haroin shalakach miskavein. Number one, Marasayin. Inami choshiv le'avodas hakarka mamish. It's considered avodas hakarka. Right, this is the first stage of a softening the earth. Day number one of Tosis. Even though you don't have kavana, this is the malacha. Right? This is the malacha. So, look at the contrast. So, Tosis holds that it's psikresha. Right? Even though you don't have kavana, but this is psikresha, that this is avodas hakarka. This is malacha. Tosas holding that psikresha is a problem in Shemitah. V'rabbanan savri, kiva da'ayadei shinui avidlei lav melachahi. This is not the normal way of doing softening the earth. Usually you just like take a hoe and soften it in its place. Here you're moving it, right? You're putting it on the sides, so maybe that's a little shinui, and therefore it's not a malacha, umutter, delosh me harisha. No, that's not a psikresha. That's not called harisha. Tosfos has a daya here that says psikresha is aser. You look in the Minchas Asher on Shvius, he has a discussion of this, also quoting other Rishonim as well, the Ritva and others. Okay. Says the Gemara in the middle here of Gimel Man Aleph. Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees. Hakol Modim. We have the line of Elizabeth Nazariah. What did he say? That during Shemitah, if you have the fertilizer, you're allowed to make even a small pile on if you dig deep 3 tefachim, or you raise it 3 tefachim, or you put it on a rock. So the Briceer says, not just one big rock where it's clear that it's off the ground. I call modim shabhayelo shama vanim. There's a bunch of stones, otsroros, or pebbles, o sid, o gipses, or there's lime, or there's some type of plaster mutter. I mean, it doesn't have to only be on one big rock, but it could be on any surface, even if it's not as smooth, there's a bunch of rocks and it might get it inside. It's like avanim and sroros, stones and pebbles. I mentioned in a drasha a couple of years ago, Rabbi Lamb has a beautiful piece on in Vayetze, where he discusses Yaakov Avinu comes to running away from Esav, but he comes to Rachel and Leah, and he comes to the well, and all of these big shepherds are waiting. Yeah, we can't move the rock until everybody comes. Lo nuchal. We can't move the rock until all the shepherds come, even though it's the middle of the day. And Yaakov goes, and like Chazal say, like taking a bottle cap off of the bottle, he just pushes the rock off. Like what? He was like Superman. He was unbelievable that he was so much stronger than everybody else. How was he able to do that? And contrast that to that he can do it. The fact that what did they say? Lo nuchal. Contrast that to Parsha Shlach, where Kalev and Yeshua say Yachol nuchal. What's the contrast? Rabbi Lamb says so much of actions in life aren't skill, but their attitude. If somebody has an attitude to be able to do something, then half the time they will be able to do it. Right? If somebody thinks that they can't do it, then it's usually a self-fulfilling prophecy. The shepherds thought that they can't move this rock, and therefore they couldn't. They looked at it as a rock. Yaakov looked at it as a pebble. A little stone, right? Not an event, not avanim b'tzroros, right? The Kalev and Yeshua said, Yachol nuchal, we can do it. What did Bnei Yisrael say at the Meraglim? No, lo nuchal, we can't. Alo nala, they said, no, we can't. Until afterwards, when it wasn't the mitzvah anymore by the mafilim. So that's interesting. The avanim b'tzroros, right, allude to us, this idea about, in life, there are many challenges. We have to try to look at them as pebbles and not as stones, as much as we can. Okay. So we continue. What did the Mishnah say on yesterday's daf? Other tsarche rabim. Tsarche rabim that could be done on chalamoid. Misaknin esamokolkalos. Right. If an ama was ruined, then you can fix it. Right. The Rabbi Azari says you can't make a new one. The Chacham say you can make a new one, but everybody would agree that you could fix one that felt that collapsed. Davar shu l'tsarche hamoed, as long as it's tsarche hamoed. Avol davar shu l'tsarche hamoed aser. Right, but if it's not tzarach hamoed, it's aser, unless b'shel yachid. That limit is only by a yachid. Ava b'shel rabim, afil davar sheinim is kavim l'tsarach hamoed mutter. If it's rabim, if it's a public need, even if it's not l'tsarach hamoed, it's going to be mutter. Even not l'tsarach hamoed. Kahada debane desakusa, like there was a certain bathhouse in Sakusa. Ispachsas. Question is, you have that word b'mo'adaya. Most b'farshim have b'mo'adaya. Rabbi Nevsky takes it out because of the next line that we're going to have. It collapsed before Yantif. Before Yantif. Vishari lo Rabbi Yavo, ma'avdina b'mo'adaya. Rabbi Yavo allowed them to fix it on Chalamoid. Even though they weren't going to be using it until after this bathhouse. They weren't going to be using it after, but because it was a tzorach rabim, he would allow them to fix it even on Chalamoid. But says the Gemara, really? B'tariach v'kivnu, you're allowed to do that, even if it's a tircha yaseira, and they were mechavein, meaning they could have fixed it before Yantif, but they waited because everybody's busy, chalamoy, nobody's going to be working, be able to fix it on chalamoy. So v'kivnu, even that's mutter, la savrina and meimar, don't we hold, doesn't it say later on, u'bilvach lo yechavein is malachto b'moed, you can't be mechavein malachto b'moed, right, that's why Rav Chaim Vinevsky takes out that word b'moed, because this line reads nicely, if it was broken before Yantif. So, says the Gemara, yes, even in Kivim Achtav Amoid, if it's Sarach Rabin. Why? Amri, because they say, in lo misavadna kedon, lo misavadna od. Right? If you don't fix it now, it's not going to be fixed. Meaning, what's the maskana here? Sarach Rabin, even Kivim Achtav Amoid, even Tircha, even Einol at Sarach Amoid, it's all mutter. Why? Because if it's not fixed now, it's not going to be fixed. Meaning what? Clays the Pnei Moshe. When you have a tzarech rabim, so then everybody has to take, everybody's responsible for it. If everybody's responsible for it, then nobody's gonna do it. If there's one person that's in charge, fine, he'll take care of it. But if it's rabim, it's everybody say, okay, it's a rabim, he'll take care of it. Right? He quotes the Pnei Moshe here, quotes the Gemara, I think it's the beginning of Baal Basra, where the Gemara has a lashon, kedera debe shutfi, lo chamimi velo karire. Right? When you have a pot that belongs to partners, it never gets hot. Because every partner thinks the other one's taking care of it. Right? If you want something done, you gotta put one person in charge. Right? Kedera debe shutfi. That's what he quotes here. If you look also in the, it's based on the Rush. The Rush, here in the beginning of Moed Katan, the Rush quotes the Ravid. The Rush quotes the Ravid, Perek Aleph Simin Vav. Perek Aleph Simin Vav. Right? There's not so much Rush on Moed Katan. On the first and the second parak, there's first parak has a bunch, has three pages. The second parak of the Rush has two pages. The third parak, it's just in contrast, third parak has 100 simanim. Third parak is huge. 100 simanim the Rush has in Eil Magalchen. So here in parak Aleph, Halacha Vav, the Rush here quotes the Ravid that discusses this idea. If it's Lesarach HaRabim, then even if it's not Lesarach HaMoed, even if it's Kivnu Marach Tabanoid, even if it's Tercha Yisera, it's all going to be mutter. The kol elo aval bishu tara gadol u farhesya the kivin malachta b'moed afal pikein hitzer lehem shetzarchei that's mutso mutter shetzarchei rabim einam digmarim ella bishas habatala. Tzarchei rabim get done mostly when you're not doing any things on your own. People aren't involved in their own issues. Umishum de dami lekadira de beishutfi ubishashein betalin umischabrin kulam. On Chalamoed, when they're generally not doing their own work and they're together, va'osin im lo yase az lo yase la olam. it won't be done. Vigar Sina be Yerushalmi. And then the Ravid in the Rush here quotes the Yerushalmi, our Gemara. Kahada the Bani Sachosa, Ispatsa Masusa, Pirish, Merchat Shalir, Sheshma Sachosa, Nifchasa, it broke. Vishara Lahu, right, he doesn't have the word Bemoid. Vishara Lahu Mebdine Bemoid. And they allowed him to fix it on Moed. Min Hadah, from our Mishnah, Misakmas Akukulim, Iberish Azarabim. Bitariach, the Kivnu. Pirish, Bitmiya. Kol Kachita Lahem, Shem Kivnu Malachta Mamoed. Vahaya Botar Gadol. Velokin Tanin, Vashla Yechavin Lamachto. Right, so that's the, how we read the Gemara. Amran, Ilomis Avidna Bamoed, Kidun Lomis Avidna Od. Vakal Eid, this is quoting the Ravid and the Rashi, right here, according to Yerushalmi. Vakal Eilu Yeresh, Lo Hayat, Lotzorach Hamoed. Right, the Pashas of our Gemara is that this was not Sarah Hamoed. The Afi Lohachi, he turned him many times into Parshinan, and it was still Mutter, based on what I explained. The Tzorchim Rabim, Lo Ya'asu La'olam, Im Lo B'moed. If you don't get it done now, it's not going to get done. Period. Then he just adds, V'im Torah Maishtam Mechafir Es Boros, Shichnum Arosh Al Rabim, Debin and Sarah Hamoed, Hasam Ebdei Shehin Meleches Uman, Ve'eno Yachol Lishanos Behu, V'yimishane Yafsid Behu, Aval Kol Elu Maise Hedyotim. That's the one limit. Maisa Hedyot, right? You don't need total professionals to fix this bathhouse. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ayara de Tziparin. What's an Ayara? So the Pnei Moshe here says it's a little Yaor, a little stream. Shedolin mimenu lashkos asadu shal makam tzipori. It's a stream that you take water from. So Ayara de Tziparin is pachsis b'moadaya. It collapsed on Yantif. Chavraya Savar Meimer Shari, so they thought to fix it. They thought to fix it. Min Hadom, it's like a Kukuli Amayim, like we said. You could fix it, because you're allowed to fix Kukuli Amayim, especially if it's Sarach Rabim. Add in three words, Bukarbana Eda, Va'asar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said it's Asar. So why do you say it's Asar? What we just said. Sarach is it Sarach Rabim? Maybe this wasn't Sarach Rabim. If it's Sarach Rabim, why isn't it Mutter? Am Rabbi Pinchas Lo Asar, Rabbi Yirmiya, Elamisham Hilchas HaPatish. It was Asar because of the loud noise. It's all mutter. All these sarach, even if it's not sarach hamoed, and if it's tchachi yisera, but if it's loud, that's a zilzul of yantif. Hilchas apatish. You see the Karban Eida? He quotes the last Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. The last Mishnah. Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a couple of takanas. One of them was, Aser milasos malaches apatish, b'moed mishim da'av shemil satuva. Makes a lot of noise, like the concept that we have on Shabbos, Av Shemilsa. So it makes too much noise, so he stopped the hammers. He stopped the hammers on Yantav, right? It's the last Mishnah in Moed Katan. Ad Yamav HaYapatish Makab Yerushalayim. Until his days, there was a patish, there was loud workers in Yerushalayim doing the malacha that you're allowed to do, whether it's Davar HaAvid or Tzorech HaRabim, which is even not Tzorech HaMoed. So that's one of the takanas that they made during his time. Beis Alma, Debar Miktia, there was a cemetery. Beis Alma. Or maybe Beis Alma, we'll see, is talking about it collapsed. So how does a cemetery collapse? So maybe it's talking about a burial crypt, like they used to have in the days of old, where people were buried in caves. There were Mishnayos that talk about this. So it collapsed on Yantif. Rav Huna, Beis Alma, Debar Miktia, Ispachas B'moadaya, Rav Huna Savar Meimer Shari, Minadav Ozen Kol Tzorchei Rabim. So Rav Huna thought it's mutter to fix it, because as we know, Ozen Kol Tzorchei Rabim. You can do all Tzorchei Rabim on Moe. Amalei Rabbi Mana, no. V'lo Tani Rabbi Shmuel, isn't there a limit? Ela Lios Shafin Eses Sitkeyem. Right, you can close up the cracks, meaning if it's not a major repair. Right, he has a lashon of a major repair can still be a problem. Right, the carbon edel asakno mamish usser. To be asakin mamish but usser, you have to figure out exactly what is this limited to, that it's lasakno mamish. Okay, not 100% clear. Chotetinosan, right, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that you could fix the kilkule mayim and be chotet. What does that mean? Garfamon. You could dig it out and scoop out all the dirt that fell in. Kaitzanina Taman, like we learned in the Mishnah in Mikvos, same word. Hachotet bitzinor lekabel tsroros. If I dig out in a pipe, because sometimes they had pipes and they had a little ridges in the pipes in order to catch the earth and the leaves that are going through, so only the water goes through. So that's the lashon of chotet. You dig a little bit, you scoop out a little bit in the pipe in order to be makabel tzroros. What was it called? Tzorchei Rabim. And the Mishnah says you can do all Tzorchei Rabim. All Tzorchei Rabim are allowed on Chol HaMoed. What is included in that lashon? So Eloi Tzorchei Rabim. These are Tzorchei Rabim that are mentioned. Also mentioned in Shkalim. Done in Dinei Mamzerim Nefashos. where you could bezdin could function on chalamoid if need be. Dine mamas, dine nefashos, dine makos. Bezdin has to take care of those who are chayav makos. Upodin as a shvuyim, pidyon shvuyim. It's probably pikuach nefesh. Va'arachin, va'charamim, v'hekdeshos, and all of the ways that we give money to the Beis Hamikdash. Erachin, the fixed amounts, as is discussed in the end of Vayikra. Charamim, hekdeshos. Umashkin as a sota. If there's a isha sota that's in the middle of the process, you do that. Do that on chalam moed. Is this really a need, a chalam moed? So maybe, yeah, because what's the ultimate purpose of hashkayas asota? First, to bring the family back together.
Beautiful thought of Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov on
the Ramban says, this is the only mitzvah, halacha, that relies on a nes. Somchen al anes. Right, by Isha Sota. So what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing here? The answer is, this man now has a chash about this woman. This woman who he already had warned, because he thought there was something going on with this woman and this other man. He warned them not to be together. Now they were together and they had yichud, and he has no idea whether anything happened more than that. So he's never going to trust this woman to be his wife again. Like, how could they come back together? So it's ki'ilu, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could be meyed. That's the only one that he would trust. Even if two Edom come and say something, maybe he won't trust them. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says she's innocent, that nothing happened, maybe that can now start rehabilitating and building the relationship. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows this. Afilu abyavo navi v'yagin b'shem Hashem shalo zinsa ishto hari anu mitzuvin lahamin l'kol divri anavi aval einze el adin v'teva ha'adam b'nyanam elu shal yetziach shash milibo elem kin batuach b'davar ofan mitziuti. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself ki'ilu comes and is made gadol ha'shalom, and that's even on chalam moed if you need to do it. So mashkin es asota. V'sarfin es hapara. Paraduma, if somebody needs to become tar, right? He's waiting. He doesn't want to wait till after Yontif. So you do Srefas paraduma. V'arfin egla arufa. And you can take care of egla arufa to do the ceremony of the anonymous corpse, because you know, you have this cloud hanging over Beis Din. V'rotz in Eved Ivri. Again, we could talk about each of these, but right now we'll just go through them. Ritzi of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, after 6 years, wants to stay longer, so you pierce his ear, and he's able to stay longer with the Adon. Umetaron es ha-metzora. Umefarkin es ha-min ol me'al gabi ha-imum. We'll go with Argirsa. If you have a shoe on, like a shoe hold, when you first make a shoe and you want it to be shaped, so you put it on this shoe stand to shape it. So taking it off that stand is not so professional. So you can take it off on Chol HaMoed. Avalom Achzirin, so you can't put it back on. You can't put it back on to reshape, because that like takes a professional exactly how to put it on. That's Maisa Uman, and therefore that would not be allowed. Umet Zayin al HaKvar is, you're allowed to go out and pour lime and mark off the graves. So Kohanim don't come close. Look, Fartzino my Adar, but you already did that Adar. You already did that. It says the Mishnah in Shkalim. Tiftar shiara nasheta v'al shokshah mivishatvu. It must be that there was terrible floods since Adar, and so it got washed away. A lot of the markings that you did. V'yosin afal kelayim, also kelayim. The Bezdin could send that shluchei Bezdin to go out to rip people's, to warn people or to rip it out from the ground. Vokfar yatsu me'adar. Also, didn't they go out in Adar? Tiftar shaisa ashana afeil of ain't smachim nikarin. It must be, it was a late growth year. A late growth year. And that's why they could go out. Uminai, let's see. And how do you know? What's the makar for marking graves? The Gemara here is going to give psukim. It's going to give psukim. The, Tosas points out, right, is this a dinda araisa? This is a dinda araisa to be able to mark graves? Right? The good language of the, here in the Bavli is remez litziyun. Remez litziyun kfaris minator minayin. So that's a funny lashon. Remez minatora. So it sounds like it's a dinder abanan. Says Tosfos, the haikra loksiv aval elala asid. Aval lo bizman azet. Right? Tosfos doesn't, right? It's not really a makar bizman azet. Right? But it's, if you look in Nazir, Dafnun Zayin in the Bavli, so that says beferish derabanan. But here it says minayin litziyun. It sounds like it's daraisa. Reb Recher, Reb Yaakov Bar Bas Yaakov, and a lot of names. B'shem Reb Nechunya de Baras Chavron. Reb Yossi Amar Reb Yaakov Bar Acha B'shem Reb Nechunya de Baras Chavron. Reb Chizkiya Reb Uzi Albrei de Reb Nechunya de Baras Chavron. B'shem Reb Nechunya de Baras Chavron. The Tame Yikra, right? He will call. The Mitzora will call Tame. We need to keep everyone to make sure people know that he's Tame. Kadesh Tate Tuma Kara Lo Bafia Va'Omeres Lo Prosh. He calls out and says, "I'm Tame. Don't come near me, and don't become Tame." So that's the the pasuk. So too, by a kever, it's ki'ilu, the kever has to call out and say, don't come near me, because I don't want to make you tummy. Rabbi Yilah b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, a different pasuk, right? A pasuk in Yechezkel. The ivru ha'ovri, va'avru ha'ovrim be'aretz, the ra'a etzem adam uvana etzlo tzion ad kavru oso hamekabrim. Right, it's not it's in the future, but the Gog u'Magog. But we dash in every word. We add in the word etzem because of b'sayin al asamos. You mark off for bones, even though bones are only matame b'maga, not the ba'ol. Adam because of b'sayin al shizdrav al gogolas. Adam includes your mitzayin where there might be a spine or a skull. Uvana mikachem esad al gabi eva kavua. You mark off if there is. You mark it off on a gravestone that's kavua, that's stuck in the ground, that's staying there, like ar avanim, aren't moving. Im omer at al gabi eva tlusha. Because if you mark off on a gravestone that's movable, that's going to lead to problems. Afi olechas b'tavim makam acher. If it moves and it still has the marking on it, people will think that the grave is there, and they won't realize that the grave, there's no grave in the first spot. They won't realize that the grave in the first spot, don't be matami taris, matar tomeos. So it'll just be a big mess. That's why you're only allowed to mark on Evan Kavua. Etzlo bimakam tara. Etzlo is you don't mark off mamish right on top of the kever. You're right next to the kever. It's give people warning. Tziyun mikam l'tziyun. So we darshan these psukim to talk about, to teach us the halacha of tziyun kvaris. Remember Rabbi Benaa in Baal Basra even went to mark off about Marisa Machpela. Maybe we'll talk about that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.